Ask forgiveness for them, O Muhammad, or do not ask forgiveness for them. If you should ask forgiveness for them 70 times, never will Allah forgive them. That is because they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and Allah does not guide the defiantly disobedient people. Those who remained behind rejoiced in their staying at home after the departure of the Messenger of Allah, and disliked to strive with their wealth and their lives in the cause of Allah, and said, "Do not go forth in the heat." Say, "The fire of hell is more intense in heat, if they would but understand." So let them laugh a little and then weep much as recompense for what they used to earn. If Allah should return you to a faction of them after the expedition, and then they ask your permission to go out to battle, say, "You will not go out with me ever, and you will never fight with me an enemy. Indeed, you were satisfied with sitting at home the first time, so sit now with those who stay behind." And do not pray the funeral prayer, O Muhammad, over any of them who has died, ever, or stand at his grave. Indeed, they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and died while they were defiantly disobedient. And let not their wealth and their children impress you. Allah only intends to punish them through them in this world, and that their souls should depart at death while they are disbelievers. And when a surah was revealed enjoining them to believe in Allah and to fight with His Messenger, those of wealth among them asked your permission to stay back and said, "Leave us to be with them who sit at home."